You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how acute it may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Tell me, where are all the watch parties? Where are the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, DT. I don't know if I've ever heard you that energized on a Wednesday.
It's amazing.
Sounds like old times, huh?
Through the speakers, whether you're driving, whether you're at home, or even if you're watching Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel. I am definitely energized, and I have to first tell you, I don't have a problem admitting when I'm wrong. So let me just first start off by saying this. Let me get this off my chest. I, Denise Michelle Thomas of Mind, Body, and Soul, want to publicly apologize to the Democratic National Convention Party Committee because y'all had me very, very concerned, nervous, and worried. Just a month ago.
And you gave your government
maybe
name
6 weeks
too.
Ago.
Your full
After
government
what
name.
I gave the full government name. Look, Telly, I'm like Coach Prime. I ain't hard to find. I ain't tripping. No weapon formed. Now, yesterday, the second day or day two of the 2024 DNC in Chicago, it's going to have to be, if not the most, one of the most talked about moments in U.S. history. And we're going to get into everything that happened. You're going to get the best recap here on The Truth. Because between Doug Hemhoff, our second gentleman, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, between Doug Hemhoff, Michelle Obama, and President Barack Obama, I woke up this morning with a renewed energy and hope in this country. But we'll get into that. So, Telly, how are you feeling this morning?
I feel good. I feel good. I didn't. I think I fell asleep on President Obama's speech. It was getting a little late for me. But I was, from what I heard, though, I think I heard like 3/4 of it, though. And I mean, the energy, the enthusiasm, the way that both of the Obamas took the stage, it was, hey, do you feel it? And even at home, you were like, yeah, I do feel something. And and so it is definitely a new day. And what's so crazy is, like, I kind of felt like, you know how sometime the semifinal game is better than the finals? And I kind of felt like this only being day two, this is going to be hard to top in day three and day four. So apparently, I think Yeah, so we just got a text that Denise, Denise's power has went out. So, boy, Ben, live radio, man.
It happens to the best of us, though, right?
Hey, like, man, I tell you what. But no, definitely a good way to start off the DNC. But Ben, did you catch any of the speeches last night?
So what's so crazy is, Telly, I didn't catch any of the speeches in Chicago, but I was here in Milwaukee.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
The Kamala rally was phenomenal.
Oh, so you attended?
Yeah, I attended.
Oh,
I attended.
Okay. What
you know, we're media, bro. You know,
yeah,
we get special privileges to go to places. You know, and ultimately, bro, again, Truth Nation, this was a phenomenal event to be a part of. I like the way they decided to do the broadcast from Chicago here at the rally, so we still caught some of the DNC vibes. I saw Lil Jon come out. All right. I heard them playing the Cha-Cha Slide last night. Honestly,
wow.
Telly, you know what? Kamala Harris might have actually persuaded your boy Benji.
What?
Yeah, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been undecided this whole time. I didn't know if I wanted to go to Trump. I didn't know if I wanted to go to Kamala. I didn't know if I wanted to go to Kamala because I'm not certain if I support everything that she's willing to put down. But
yeah,
at the same time, when it comes down to Trump, we know this man is trying to, you know, make police immunity a thing. And I don't roll with that either.
Yeah.
But last night sounded like I was at a barbecue. Okay, it sounded like I was about to turn up at somebody's reunion. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow, I saw the lines on television. So
crazy.
Did it sell out? I mean, was it?
You know what? It had to sell out. They docked it at 15,000 people, 15,000 attendees last night.
That's pretty much a sellout at Fiserv. Wow.
Correct, Telly. And it's just one of these things that, you know, it was so crazy. You know what, Telly? Ever since I've started my show, Gem with Juice, my life has been pretty hectic, man. All right, we did the RNC just a month ago. We were down there able to see how Pfizer Forum put on for Donald Trump then. And then I was able to see the juxtaposition, how they supported the Democrats just last night, Kamala last night. One thing I'll tell you, Telly, I think that the Bucks are leaning to the left. All right,
yeah, I have my reasons,
dog. All right, because when Trump was up here just a few weeks ago for the RNC, ultimately the Pfizer Forum, all the Bucks memorabilia and all these things, their logos was all covered up. It was all covered up with MAGA, you know, Make America Great Again everywhere, you know. But last night they didn't cover none of that stuff up, man. The Bucks logo was all live out, and everybody could actually see it. And then, as you know, Chris Middleton, he stopped by too. So I think the Bucks are supporting. Yeah.
Wow. That is something, man. I know that the previous owners had some ties to the Obama administration, and they were big donors. And Mark Lazary, who was a team owner when I worked for the Bucks, I know he was really good friends with Bill Clinton. And so they appeared at the games several times. And so, wow, man, that is cool that you did you feel like you were in two places at one time?
I actually did, Telly. You know what? I'll be more specific. I felt like I was in about 53 different places last night. All right, because I sat back throughout the whole rally, Telly, watched everybody do the roll call. All right, and I didn't realize maybe it's just because I'm older and I pay more attention to politics, but they do these things in alphabetical order. So I listened from like Alaska do their roll call all the way down to the great state of Wyoming.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I even learned that we actually own a few different territories I didn't know was even a part of a delegacy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever, whether it was the U.S. Virgin Islands or some island over in Asia.
Yeah.
All right. I'm like, man, America has ties everywhere.
Yeah, you can learn so much by just attending those things, and you didn't even realize a lot of those things. They've been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, how did I not notice? Or, man, this is some interesting stuff.
Right.
I know just I wish that I could have attended the DNC because it would have been nice to have something to compare it to. But, I mean, you were at the RNC, and you know when they were here, it seemed like a doggone victory party. It just, they were skipping around, and
the king now, just got shot, you know, he came back.
And now, it is so crazy because, you know, not even, well, it's been over 30 days now, but you'd look back and you look at where the Democrats were then and where they are now. You got the Obamas coming out on a Tuesday.
Correct.
And the convention isn't even over until Thursday. You got Lil Jon coming out. Mm-hmm.
Common came out.
Yes, yes. And then... what was so amazing, they were talking about someone who was 90 miles away. Like, look at the importance that Kamala Harris is putting on Wisconsin for her to leave the DNC. Was in Chicago on Monday night, but decided that, look, I need to be in Milwaukee, and I need to make sure that Wisconsin, look, we all got this momentum, man. We want to keep this thing going. And I think that was one of the main themes last night that I'm so glad that both the Obamas hit on. And that was, hey, everything is great right now, but you got to think to yourself, too, that the GOP, just like the Democrats had something up their sleeve, the Republicans going to have something up their sleeve. Maybe they're working on a bill that is going to suppress voting, or you just feel like they're not just sitting back and taking all these hits. I mean, because it is like Mayweather versus me right now. And I mean, it's just, you know, hit after hit after hit.
I mean, no, I tell you, you're correct. You know, and it's interesting to see, you know, that how the Republican Party right now has to figure out a strategy to combat Kamala Harris, right? Every rally I see Kamala Harris come to, she lets you know, I know Donald Trump's type. You know, that's one of her themes for these speeches that she's been doing as of late. And I don't think Donald Trump has anything to combat that. Anything that he's usually done in the past, you know, all the nicknames and stuff, none of it is sticking. Yeah. You know, none of it is sticking. Nothing's actually catching on. And it's just interesting to see what happens in September when they actually do have their debate. Because one thing that last night made me feel, Telly, is Donald Trump did not win Wisconsin. did not win Wisconsin, Telly. All right, I saw all the RNC people come out for Donald Trump last month in July, you know, for the RNC. And sure, indeed, I definitely said that the Republicans have a culture to them. But I'm not going to lie to y'all, Truth Nation. I felt like when I saw the culture there, it was indicative of yesteryears. As Kamala Harris came out at her speech last night at her rally, and I look across the 15,000 people inside Pfizer Forum, and I look over the glass for the people who couldn't even get in, it looked like everybody was out there. I'm talking about everybody in the mama, every race and creed, from Mexican to Hawaiian, you know, to the black man to the white man. Everybody was out there, and the gays were happy. So I think she's definitely going to apply a lot of pressure to Donald Trump if he plans to win this year's election.
Man, I want to hear more about it. We're going to try to get DT straightened out. Truth Nation, we're just getting started. We got a hot show and a lot of hot takes. We're going to look back at day two of the DNC in Chicago. And when we return, we want to hear more from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Milwaukee yesterday and Fiserv Forum. It looked lit. Let us know if you were there. 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, Truth Nation. Our Beyond the Mic Happy Hour Mixer Series has been a hit this summer. As the summer comes to a close, we want to celebrate with you. Join our Truth team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Friday, August 30th. From 5 to 7 p.m. at Mr. B's Lounge, located at 8617 West Brown Deer Road in Milwaukee. They've redone their patio and everything. That's going to be lit. There will be delicious cocktails, food, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort stay giveaway, and so much more. We can't wait to see you this Friday. Well, next Friday, August 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Mr. B's Lounge in Milwaukee. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been talking about day two of the DNC in Chicago, where the Obamas took the stage. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff took the stage. Lil Jon came out the crowd. But it was also going down here in Milwaukee with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris being in town, where thousands upon thousands were packing Pfizer form to attend this rally. And our own Benjamin was in attendance. Ben, you're in the building, and the energy that I saw in Chicago seemed like it was the same energy that was present in Milwaukee last night at Fiserv Forum.
Oh, for sure. It was everywhere, you know, and I think it permeated the entire nation. You know what I'm talking about?
and to see the crowd, the lines, to just get in and I mean, when you look out, and like you said, when you look out and saw all the people trying to get in, it was all race, creeds, colors, ethnicities, everything, right?
It was everybody, Telly. It's like, you know, what's that famous line Chris Brown said? How you hating it from outside the club? You can't even get in. Those people did not mind sitting outside the club, Telly. All right. I mean, Kamala Harris's opening speech last night when she came out with Governor Walz. Oh, my God.
Now, how long did she speak, Ben?
I mean, ultimately, it was a good, I'd say a solid 20, 25 minutes. I was counting on my ticker.
Okay.
You know, because I was
That's
waiting.
Important.
Yeah. I was waiting so long. You know, they told me to be there in between 3 or 4 o'clock. Me and Carrie, you know, Carrie Noni Juice, you know, my companion for jamming with Juice or whatever. We got there at 4 o'clock, and then from there, we sat around for a solid 4 hours until she came out.
Wow. She didn't hit the stage until 8?
Until 8 o'clock, just like black people. All right, because they told us 7 o'clock, but she came at 8. But it's okay, though. This is very presidential.
And
it felt presidential as soon as she hit that stage, you know, for everybody across, you know, the entire nation to show her all the amount of love that she got. My God. I mean, and then even when you talk about the roll call, see, I'm still new to this, Truth Nation. I'm still new to this, okay? When they did the roll call, I was wondering why the great state of Minnesota, you know, skipped over and said, hey, we'll pass for right now. I was wondering why California said, hey, you know what, we're not going to give our nomination right now, we will pass. Because they wanted to save what they had to say for last, because those are their actual home states. So when they came out playing Kendrick Lamar, they not like us for California, I was like, oh my God, this is the time
it was going down like that.
It was going down, Tilly. I felt like I was truly at a whole concert. And I'm telling you, if that's what Kamala Harris's presidency is about to feel like, well, damn it, I'm in. Sign me up. Okay? Because I want to feel like it's a party in the USA every day. All right? But if you don't mind, Telly, I have this clip from Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is her opening Truth Nation.
Okay. Good evening, Milwaukee. And hello to everyone joining us from exciting Chicago. The delegates at the Democratic National Convention, well, they just completed their roll call. And they have nominated Coach Walz and me to be the next Vice President and President of the United States of America. And thank everyone there and here for believing in what we can do together. We are so honored to be your nominees. This is a people-powered campaign, and together we will chart a new way forward. A future for freedom, opportunity of optimism and faith. So to everyone in Chicago and across America, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you're going to hear from our wonderful second gentleman shortly. I'll see you in 2 days, Chicago.
Wow. It is fascinating to see how quickly people have fallen in love with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. And to go from basically looking dead in the water, like the race was over by the RNC, and you could tell by the actions of the Republicans that attended the RNC here in Milwaukee. Ben, we saw it firsthand. Mm-hmm. People were walking around like, hey, what's up? What you need?
Right.
What you need? I got you, you know, so.
they were excited because the Teflon Don had just, fortunately still has his life. But, you know, he recovered from a gunshot wound.
Man.
You know, so they were like, man, Donald Trump is the biggest gangster we ever known. I feel proud to beat my chest.
Right.
I feel proud to be a white man.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, we do have Denise back now. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and step aside. We just heard from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, her visit to Milwaukee, and we'll play it again. We'll get Denise's reaction, and Truth Nation, hit us up if you were at the rally. 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We are back. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank y'all so much, Truth Nation, for your patience. I'm using up so much energy. Telly, I didn't cause a power outage.
Man, come on, DT.
That's when you know. You got way too much energy when literally you shut down the power in your home. But that's what we do.
You say
that's
that,
what we do here at The Truth.
Look, calm it down. Bring it down.
Right?
At least
well,
see,
the show. That's the thing. I can't calm it down, and I'm not going to calm it down because, what, again, we witnessed yesterday was probably one of the most incredible national conventions from both parties in the history of this country. So I know before break, we were listening to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as both were in. This is why Telly is so gangster. Like, I love this.
Yeah.
Because, again, as we've reported, one of the biggest regrets that Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton publicly shared is that when she was running for president of the United States back in 2016, she, you know, after being defeated by former President Donald Trump, she said, I did not spend enough time in Wisconsin. I did not spend enough time. And to witness the Democratic Party leveraging the close proximity as a way to further demonstrate that Kamala Harris is truly for the people. She wants to be in front of the people. For her to drive, well, I know she didn't drive, but for her to go 90 miles down the street during her debut, like, this is her debut as the first Black, Asian, female presidential candidate. This is her moment. And the convention is going on in Chicago. She's like, come on, Tim. We got to go down the street and talk to the people of Wisconsin. We got to be in front of their faces, even, yes, during this time of where we're being introduced. And I thought that was so strategic. I thought it was so powerful. And whether or not you like Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, or whether or not you are a Democrat or Republican, regardless, yesterday was for the American people. We witnessed leadership. We witnessed commitment. We witnessed a party who is done playing games, who understands that Americans are no longer going to accept the fluffiness. And we're gonna dive into that further, but I just had to really, really say, as an American, that what I witnessed last night was a renewal of hope, of faith. And this is not about party. This is not about red or blue. This is about the American people, for once, because there's so much division, once seeing that we can truly rely on our government. Because that's the reason why you've got so much division right now in this country, for many reasons, but ultimately, whether it's local, state, or at the national level. And I'm so glad that President Obama addressed that, is that we as Americans, our faith in this country, our faith in this government, our faith as citizens has plummeted. And last night, again, congratulations, salute, thank you, all of the salutations that I can think of to the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party, they understood the assignment. They knew exactly what to say. They knew exactly what to do. Think about it, Telly. Kamala Harris, she could have been, Madam Vice President could have been like, just like Hillary Clinton said, yeah, you know, I'll get to Milwaukee, I'll get to Wisconsin when I can. Right now I'm in Chicago and it's all about me. Yeah. She didn't do that.
Yeah, she really took heed to what the mistakes that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made when she was running for president. And it also shows the importance that they are placing on Wisconsin, and the importance of knowing that the road to the White House runs through Wisconsin, and they're not going to sit back and say, man, was there more that I could have done to win this state, or, you know, what could I have done differently? They're not leaving that to chance. They are putting all of their resources and letting people know. And it was just so amazing to see the lines that were waiting to get into FISA reform. And it seems like the feeling is mutual that, okay, you're interested in us. You think we are this important. So we're going to come out and see, why do you feel like we are this important? But she is making all the right moves right now. I also found out that the former senior advisor to President Obama is now on Madam Vice President Harris's team, and doing some advising. So right now they are making all the right moves.
I completely agree with you. And if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We are obviously recapping what, to me, again, what I witnessed yesterday was one of the most historical moments in the history of this country during the Democratic National Convention, day two, which is taking place now. So we're at day three. You know, the recap, you first of all, and we're gonna talk about all of the notable players that spoke yesterday, including Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Obviously, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff spoke. And I really want us, Telly, to talk about the power of what Second Gentleman Emhoff did for the Democratic Party. Because we all know that in this country, especially in this country, it continues to be an opportunity to discuss how powerful men who are married to powerful women, or even men that aren't necessarily powerful in their respective roles, you know, being married, being committed, being in a partnership with a powerful woman. And you've got, and let's just talk about the realities of this, and we'll get into this a little bit more, but let's just talk about the realities, the optics. You have who once was a very powerful, successful IT CEO, if I'm not mistaken, Doug Emhoff. And, you know, he and Kamala Harris got married 10 years ago. And, you know, here you've got this Jewish white man, former executive, who steps back. He was a partner of a law firm. He was a partner of a very successful, well-known global law firm. And he steps down because he didn't want any conflict. And Telly, in terms of knowing the trajectory that he and Kamala Harris probably discussed when they were dating. And you know what I love about this is that America witnessed a husband who is so committed to his wife's success, his family's ability to thrive, and also the country's ability to experience freedom, that it was very notable that he demonstrated his absolute admiration and love for Kamala Harris, his wife, who is, again, looking very good to be the 47th president of the United States.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call out that, you know, as a black woman, to see what I witnessed yesterday, because Telly, one of the things also that I thought about, and you and your wife being mothers of two black young ladies, I thought to myself, Telly, I wonder how many black women, I wonder how many little black girls, little girls of color, little girls, period. Imagine, Telly, when you and I were growing up, you know, first of all, I was never interested in watching, the Democratic National Convention or any political convention. And quite frankly, Telly, as of 2004, when former President Barack Obama made his debut, that was the first time I actually watched the Democratic National Convention. I say all that to say this. Can you imagine, Telly, if you and I growing up would have seen the type of diversity, both from a optic standpoint as well as representation standpoint, how that would have influenced how we navigate in this thing called life? And I got really emotional last night because as I was witnessing former First Lady Michelle Obama speak to the country, I just could not help but think, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the little girls that are watching this convention with their families or watching this convention by themselves and just getting that ray of hope that, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Whatever that looks and feels like for you, you can. And to see Kamala Harris's husband come out on that stage and say, basically, Telly, to your daughters, that you too can be successful and you can be a wife and you can be a mother. And there, we will make sure that your reproductive rights are considered human rights. You can do this. You can have everything that you want to have in this thing called life. And that's why I really appreciated what the Democratic National Party did yesterday during the convention, because no matter who was on the stage, no matter who spoke, all you could witness and experience was a renewed sense of hope, faith, and just knowing that no matter what I look like, no matter how my family is blended, no matter what the texture of my hair is, no matter what the color of my skin is, if I want to be the next president of the United States, I can do that and be a wife and be a mother and be a good leader in this country. So thank you to the DNC for that yesterday.
Yeah, everything that that was centered around, every speech was centered around the hope. And whom else better to have as a speaker yesterday when you're talking about hope than someone that brought that same hope to the presidential campaign and White House in 2008 than former President Barack Obama. And everything that you talked about, it just centered around the core value of hope and restoring hope that anything is possible and that American dream is still attainable, whatever that dream looks like for you, because everybody's American dream isn't the same. So for them to them meaning the Democrats and the DNC last night to convey that message and be able to execute exactly the theme that they had, they couldn't have you know, just like we were given props when props were due when the RNC was in Milwaukee, and each night we were saying, hey, they making some strong moves.
Man, like, I was nervous.
Yeah, like you know, the first 2 days, and I was saying this right when you got disconnected, but the only thing that bothers me in this situation is, you know how the semifinals sometimes, DT, is better than the finals? And I kind of feel like, okay, the Obamas came out, the Second Gentleman came out last night, and this was only Tuesday. They still got two more days. And
we still got day three.
Yeah, I don't know how you top that, but I don't think that should be – I mean, clearly that's not their focus, but, man, last night was so strong, like, last night could have been Thursday night, and I think everybody would have been cool with that.
Speaking of that, when we come back from break, Telly, I don't know. Well, I know you, if you didn't watch it, I know you heard about it. And by the way, shout out to Milwaukee, because we had some major representation during yesterday's DNC. The roll call, which was facilitated by our very own Milwaukeean, Jason Ray. Jason Ray is the DNC secretary. So he is the secretary of the Democratic National Party. He is a Milwaukeean. He is a Wisconsinite. Matter of fact, I ran into him and his husband at the Target in Bayshore earlier this year. But when we come back, when I tell y'all we about to get into this roll call that is going literally viral all over the world, DNC, let me tell y'all something. Y'all won. Y'all won for real. So we come back from break. Telly and I are going to get into the roll call that took place, the historical, extraordinary, monumental roll call that took place during the DNC yesterday. And also, Telly and I are going to give you some information in terms of, a lot of people are saying, why did California and Minnesota skip their votes? Why did they pass during the roll call? So we're going to get into that, as well as more highlights of day two of the Democratic National Convention, which is taking place down the street in Chicago. Stay tuned. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Georgia, how do you cast your vote?
Yeah! You are listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight.
All right, hold on, Ben. Look, this is what we're going to do, because I know some people are probably tuning in, and they're ready for us to get into this roll call. So before we give Little John the credit that the state of Georgia and Little John deserves during DNC roll call last night, if you did not witness day two yesterday, which is probably going to be the most talked about day of the DNC, which is taking place in Chicago as we speak. Today is day three now. This morning, we're talking about some of the most incredible moments from yesterday. Now, there was the official roll call. So our very own Jason Ray, who is the secretary of the Democratic National Party, facilitated the roll call, which is now going viral. Now, Telly, I'm going to keep it real. This roll call is so popular that you can literally go to Spotify, you could go to iTunes, you could go to any music streaming app that
already?
You subscribe to, and there is a full list of all the songs from the roll call, which brought down the house last night. Now, Telly, let me get through the formal stuff before we go into DJ Cassidy, who was on the ones and twos last night. Now, for many of us, we were wondering, and it actually started in the beginning when Secretary Jason Ray, again, who is a Milwaukeean, began to facilitate the roll call. There were a couple of states that said we will pass. And a lot of folks were like, hey, why are these states passing? Well, in all due respect for the state of Minnesota and the state of California, both of those states passed because what they wanted to do as part of Minnesota governor, who is running for vice president, Tim Walz, as well as Madam Vice President, who's from the state of California, to save them for the end. That's why those states passed. It was a formality. It was a testimony to, again, the respect of those two states being able to be recognized towards the end of the roll call. Because I know some people were like, did they miss something? Did they not count? Did they not do? Nope. It was just from a, in terms of protocol, pomp and circumstance standpoint, in terms of why both states of Minnesota and California passed.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it moving. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Now, let's go back to the roll call. Now, Benjamin, now we all know that the city of Atlanta, which is in the state of Georgia, Atlanta is known for its legendary hip-hop music, a lot of culture. It's where a lot of people call the Mecca for black people in this country. But when I tell you that Georgia showed up and showed out last night during the roll call, the DNC roll call, which basically is where the delegates announce how many of their delegates are in support of Madam Vice President being the nominee for the Democratic National Party as president. This is what happened when they announced the state of Georgia.
Georgia, how do you cast your vote?
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight to officially nominate Kamala Harris for president. Five, get loud, another round of shots. DNC, turn out for what?
What? What?
Turn out for what?
Telly, do you feel and hear the electricity coming out of the United Center when Little John?
I thought Drake was gonna come out after that or something, man. That turned into a concert.
Hey, everybody, did you see? Okay, so first of all, let me just say this: there has never been a Republican or Democratic National Convention that facilitated the roll call like what took place yesterday. I was like, Georgia, y'all showed up and showed out. You had Little John come out and say, turn down for what?
We talk a lot about these planning committees and these committees to make these decisions. And why would they do this? Why would they do that? Let's give the planning committee for Georgia a lot of credit right now, because somebody had to, like, who was that person that was at the meeting? And they're like, so what can we do to introduce or submit our nomination? Lil John.
Oh, man.
Usher. Like, nah, he's a little busy. Lil John. Okay, perfect.
Here's the thing, though.
Like, man, that
let's
was
even,
very creative.
Let's even go back further, because the fact that you had DJ Cassidy, who is known for his roll call, I mean, DJ, if you're not familiar with DJ Cassidy, DJ Cassidy is one of the most sought out DJs on planet Earth. During COVID, when everybody was quarantined, he was doing the switch the mic, where he would just go from artist to artist that was on a virtual platform, singing their, you know, hits that were big in the 90s and 80s. So DJ Cassidy has a brand of spinning tunes and taking people to happy places. So congratulations to the Democrats for embracing the fact that DJ Cassidy could really make the roll call incredible. And again, you could get the full list of the songs. I'm still processing. So Telly, I'm gonna keep it real. When they were shouting out California, when it was time for California to claim how they were voting, they of course played Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. That made sense. And Telly, I was like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Okay, bet. But when Little John came out,
yeah,
for the state of Georgia, I was like, I'm done. I am absolutely done. Deceased.
Yeah, now, Ben, you said they played Kendrick Lamar at Fiserv last night.
They played Kendrick Lamar for California's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, so not like us. See,
correct.
Now, DT, we know that's one of the hottest songs right now. What do you think would have happened if Kendrick Lamar would have came out for California?
I would not be on air right now. I'd still be passed out. I would still be passed out on the kitchen floor. There would be no oxygen coming from my body. But here's the thing. When we come back, Truth Nation, how did you feel? What was the most compelling, moving, impactful moment that you witnessed during day two yesterday of the Democratic National Convention? 833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. When we come back, we're obviously... See, we're almost at the top of the hour, Telly. This show is so energetic and powerful today. When we come back, we're going to also recap former or forever First Lady Michelle Obama's speech yesterday, as well as former President Barack Obama's speech as well. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.